2CH.
Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
13 days before back to school. How are you going? How many
13
more?
13 days. I've got three more kids' cooking classes, one on Friday, the 20th of January, one next Monday, and one just before Australia Day. That's a special Australia Day class that we're doing. We're doing a Lamington Australia Day cake.
Oh, lovely.
And an echidna pavlova and sausage rolls. The kids love sausage rolls. Actually, so do the adults.
I was going to say, so do I. What was the echidna what?
Echidna pavlova. It's a pavlova in the shape of an echidna. I'm not going to give away all my secrets now. I have to come along to the class to find out how they're made.
So they're what? They're on Friday?
Yes, that special Australia Day one is next Wednesday on the 25th, just before Australia Day. I've got one on Friday and one next Monday the 23rd.
Look, talking of exotic things,
mm-hmm.
I see that at the Golden Globe Awards, those there were served a pudding described as a chocolate delice, which was sprinkled with edible gold flakes. How much would they cost?
Well, they say $135 a gram for those. I know they've always been expensive. That translates to $135,000 per kilo. And let me tell you that truffles, which we all sort of go on and on about, black and white truffles, the white truffles come in at the most at about $10,000 a kilo. That's the top price they usually fetch. So $135,000 a kilo for gold flakes. Well, I guess it is the Golden Globes, and, you know, they are treating the Hollywood celebrities. But this chocolate delice recipe that Thomas Henzi, the pastry chef at the Beverly Hilton, created was actually, there's a version of it that was done by Eamon Sullivan on MasterChef a couple of years ago. And he's actually posted the recipe on his website. But let me tell you, even he admitted that when he's making it at home, it took him 6 hours. So you have to be a very dedicated cook, you know, or you really want to show off and impress your guests if you want to spend that time in that amount of time just making one cake.
Yes. Now, you mentioned Australia Day next week. What about Chinese New Year?
Yeah, no, that starts next Monday, which is the 23rd. And I think we had a little bit of a talk last week about food superstitions, because Friday the 13th came up last week. The Chinese have so many superstitions, particularly to do with the Chinese New Year, one of which is about their kitchen god, who they hang in their kitchen all year, but before the end of the year, and I imagine they're all doing it this week, they create elaborate banquets just to sort of placate him. They display plates of noodles, dumplings, fish, candies, cakes and meats in front of his portrait. You know, really, in fact, they're bribing the kitchen god to say nice things about them when he goes up to heaven. And another thing is that they serve strands of noodles, which apparently signify long life, and you're not allowed to break the noodles, because if you break them, you're snipping your life short. But the other interesting superstition that they have is not to serve squid in the new year, because the Cantonese name is Yao Yu, and when a worker is fired in China, he's ordered to yao, or roll up his blanket, packing his stuff to go home. So serving squid symbolises being fired in the coming year. So don't serve squid for a New Year banquet.
Superstitions. What sort of a recipe for us?
No, I don't have a superstitious recipe for you. I have a lovely fresh salad recipe for you from my latest book, The Cook's Garden. It's an avocado and citrus salad made with a lovely dressing with olive oil and lemon juice and honey. And the avocado is tossed with pomegranate seeds. And if you can find blood oranges or ruby grapefruit, put them through it. Otherwise, just oranges will do, and grapefruit, and some pomegranate seeds over the top. And if you like, you can add a little bit of flaked fresh crab to it. Very light, delicious, and perfect for summer entertaining.
Sounds delicious. How do we find that and information about your cooking classes?
The kids' cooking classes, yes. SheridanRogers.com.au, and there's no D in the Rogers.
Talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.